Don't let us down. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. We've been born in an eagle land. We have been born in an eagle land. By an eagle prophet's message to manifest the living word for our day. We have been given wings to fly.
Let's all fly so high. sing the chorus one more time. Let's go fly. So high where the word of God is a living reality. So
thank you, Lord, for this mercy, Almighty Jehovah. Womb born in sin, shaped iniquity, coming into this world speaking lies, far away from the common world of God, but this mercy rewrote my life. Lord Jesus Christ, now, because of this mercy, O God, we are free to fly away, O God. Lord, in the heavenly, when the winds of the evil one, even pressures of this world, when they come to suppress us, but Father, Lord, will fly away like eagles. Lord, we are so thankful, Father. We can declare that we are free, because whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Lord Jesus Christ, we are so thankful, Father, for this mercy, O God, unmerited favor. We are so thankful. We are so grateful, Father. We commit the service in your hands. Lord, the preaching of the word, Almighty Jehovah. Lord, come, set the captive free. Lord Jesus Christ, there is no point for us to come to church, go back the same way we came in. it would be better not even to come. But Lord, we know when we come, Jehovah, for sure something will happen. When the supernatural speaks, something has to happen. Lord Jehovah, we thank you, Father. How we pray as we surrender, Lord, everything, Lord, in your hands. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Those that are not feeling well, Lord, I pray, when service ends, may they speak. Like those that were going to Emma saying, did not our hearts burn within us as we spoke to us on the way? We know, Father, you are more than able to do it. Grant it, we pray, as we surrender, Lord, in your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may take your seats. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanking the Lord for this time that they've given to us to be in His house. What a privilege to see some faces, some of which it's been a while without seeing them, and also some, yes, I can see, but I cannot recognize because of what is covering your mouth, your nose, and partly your eyes. I hope that does not give you the leeway not to smile to say people won't see me. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Greetings also to those joining us by live streaming in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've got some notices here. I believe most of you ahead of the promotion to glory of Sister Mudombo. Let's pray for the family, the church, that the Lord will comfort them. Brother and Sister Sango, they want to thank the church for their assistance during the funeral of Brother Sekuru Sango, who passed on and was buried.
Sister Sango,
there is also a notice from the deacons that there will be water baptism next Sunday after service. We also have got a notice here that there is Sister Tafazwa Jakata. In fact, it's a couple. Who wedded Brother Musa Bote from Sunset Church in Mashingo. So I'll ask the couple to stand so that you recognize them. That's Brother Sister Tafazwa Jakata and Brother Musa Bote.
Oh.
Right at the front. God bless you. You may take your seats. There is also a thanksgiving from Brother Munashe and Sister Grace Mubaira. He said he would like to thank the Church of Eastleigh Tabernacle for their support and prayers. We successfully wedded on the 17th of October. May God richly bless you. Is the couple in church? If you are, I'll just ask you to stand so that we recognize you. Oh, yeah, you can take your seats. They are also practicing social distancing. Munashe is I hope he's going to be a singer. Oh, he's a singer for sure. Yeah, he plays, you know, brass band. It's been a while since we last heard him blowing the trumpet.
Where did it be? Why is it here?
Sister Grace, she's also a singer.
Sister Grace, Anoimba.
She sings with her fingers.
Anoimba,
I'm sure one of these lovely days we're going to see her taking her position as well. So we want to thank God that we've got more musicians this side and less musicians islands. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? I am very happy. We can sing that chorus once again about the eagle singing. I'm seeing is on the board. Yeah, when you, especially the chorus. Or we just read the scripture and we stand straight the scripture and then before they go, we'll then sing that chorus.
Okay, very good, Baro.
John chapter 8:36. Just a very small verse we read.
John 8:36.
If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. As eagles, we can fly freely. We can fly.
Fly so high where the word of God is a living reality. So high, true eagles in the sky. Set your wings, let's fly where the eagles dare. Let's go fly so high where the word of God is a living reality. Set your wings, let's fly where the eagles dare. Set your wings, let's fly where the eagles dare. Set your wings, let's fly where the eagles dare.
God bless the reading of his word as you take your seats. For a little while, we just want to talk about what the Lord, the Bible, is saying, that whom the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, the Bible is declaring to say one who he has set free shall be free indeed. There is no question, but is a declaration that if you are set free, you shall be free indeed. Come rain or thunder, it's already made. you shall be free. So who am I?
So
who are you to deny the word of the Lord? So we are looking for some sister, some brother, who is going to take this message and declare, I am free. Glory be to God. God's word is true. And God has respect for His word. Now, to be free, that is to be released from confinement or slavery. You are no longer confined or imprisoned. Put it differently. In fact, you are able to act as one wishes. Because you are not under the control or influence of another. I'm sure young sisters, this one is very pertinent to them. Especially those, just recently married. No, they want to move to their own home where they thought the freedom. They are free to cook whatever they want to cook right in their office. They are not confined to taking orders from somebody because in that house, she is the ultimate. No wonder why we're talking about going back to the beginning, because we want you to be free. In fact, for you to understand freedom, one would have experienced bondage or the lack of freedom, you are able to appreciate freedom better than one who has not been bound. In the same vein, for one to experience or to appreciate health, you have to be sick somewhere, and then you'll be able to appreciate good health. Imagine having been captivated or under captivity for a while, being bound, being forced to eat that which you don't even want. Even when you are under confinement, being forced to sleep at odd hours, even to wear clothes that you don't want. When we say, yes, you wear trousers, they force you to wear a short. Trousers, of course, you know they are worn by brothers and sisters. They don't wear trousers. In case somebody might say, hey, we've been told to wear trousers. You know, the devil is so cunning, eh? No wonder why I then realized to say victory for sure. It's something that is fighting you, and you overcome, then you are declared a victor. That's a victory.
Amen.
Let's just, throw this on the side. So you can even also see to say, we want to thank God for our sisters. You know, they are fighting spirits. Some spirits saying, yes, you can also wear trousers. Even painting their faces. You know, those are spirits fighting, but we want to thank God for our godly sisters. Let's give a clap offering to our godly sisters. They were freed. Ah, for sure, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed.
Ah,
talk of the children of Israel, they were in bondage in Egypt. Mad daubers, they were being called. Scared back from the whip of the taskmaster. Misery, torment, grief, whatever name you might want to give it. No hope or hope of the hopeless. And in that condition, Moses came on the scene and said, I am here to set you free. People want to be liberated. You have heard of liberation wars? These are staged to free the oppressed. Negotiations would have failed. Time for discussion is over, brother and sister. Time to enforce on the devil. Tell me, brother, what will you discuss with the devil? There is no point in discussing with the devil. If you want, ask Shamga. Each year the Philistines will come. They will allow him to reap even his wheat and put it in the granaries. Now, they were not negotiating with Shamga. Simply, they will come and take the wheat and go. Now, Shamga was now in bondage of poverty. Not because he was not a good worker, but somebody was coming and taking without any negotiation. But 1 year, 1 month, 1 week, 1 hour, at a specific time, Shamga said, enough is enough. He said, I am not going to negotiate with you as well. If you want negotiation, you are going to negotiate with my ox god. He released his ox god. Brother and sister, don't negotiate with the devils. Just like the Philistines went empty-handed, devils have to go empty-handed as well. We are saying this morning, you got to declare it with your very own mouth, to say, I am free. Glory be to God. It takes you, brother, to declare it with your very own mouth, your very own voice. That's exactly what Shamga did. Righteous indignation. Then he said, I'm not going to negotiate. Don't negotiate with the devil. Let's read in the message, pardon. So, the prophet is telling us those people who were in slavery. And then in a month's passion, a declaration was given to say they were going to be freed. So, it was given in the future to say on a certain date, at sunup or sunrise, yes, you'll be freed, the slaves. Now, so people, yes, they were working, knowing to say on such and such a date, sunup, we are free. Maybe let me just paraphrase it, so for the sake of our time, 37, you can read it when maybe when you go home. So, because they still wanted to be free, what was given was, it's sunup. That's when you can declare, you are free or we are free. So the young men, they said, for us to be able to behold that, we are going on mountain top, so that at least we can see at the first rise of the sun, we can then declare to say we are free. And then some middle-aged men, they said, okay, we'll climb halfway. Oh, how we praise be the name of the Lord. One of these days, we are going to be young. We are going to be youth. And then climb right on the top of the mountain. So old men, don't despair. And then the women and the children, they were right at the foot of the mountain. Now, so at the first rays, the young men that were at the top, they screamed and say, we are free. So 39, they say the young men waited. As soon as the sun began to shine in the east, they screamed down to the older, we are free. And the older down to the women and the children, we are free, we are free. Praise be the name of the Lord. You can feel the joy of these people because they were under captivity. But now they are declaring, we are free. The prophet says, oh, when man that has been sold out to sin, when the Son of God came up in the grave that morning for our justification, I think it ought to be a scream across the nations. We are free from sin. We are free from shame. Ah, brother, if you don't want shame, it is being declared here. You are free. In fact, when I was talking about this message, at first I said, we are free. That was the title. But then I realized, if we say, we are free, we are just bundling people. Let's personalize it. I am free. So as the message is going, brother, don't even look at the sister, brother, next to you. Personalize it. It is you who should declare, I am free. So you are saying, I am free from sin. I am free from shame. Freely pardoned by the bones of Calvary. No greater thing could be given to the human race. So we know what separated man from God is sin. But we want to thank God for sending His Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. To free us from sin. So when we are saying I am free, you are accepting that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary. That you are freed from sin. But when man sinned and stepped across the boundary line between right and wrong, he separated himself from God. Leaving himself no way back. He was totally lost. He could not come back because he had sinned. But God, rich in mercy, accepted a substitute. Is it this grace which we were talking or singing about? To say you sinned, but somebody died in your stead. This is amazing grace. By declaring I am free, It's not because you are wealthy, but you are accepting that he died in your stead. You have to accept it, brother and sister. Because if you don't accept it, you remain a captive, you remain a slave. Glory be to God. The reason why you should declare it, brother, even if you are a sinner, declare, I am free. The devil has to go. Listen to what the prophet says. If the message Jehovah Jireh, the prophet tells a story about a slave owner. You know, he owned a slave being a human being, so he could, then they could actually own somebody. And then this slave owner, then he heard word that his slave is saying, I am free. And then he summoned him. 42, the prophet says,
42.
Moses, what's this I hear that you are free? Look at a slave who was not free. A slave is somebody who is in confinement. He only listens due to the instructions of his master. But listen to the word of slave Moses. He said, boss, I am free. I was a sinner, and last night Christ set me free from the law of sin and death. I am a Christian this morning.
Boss.
Then the boy said, Moses, do you mean that? He said, yes. So what's your desire, Moses? Said, I would like to tell it to my brethren. Now, listen to the connection of the scripture we read. Now, the slave master is saying, if Christ has made you free, Moses, then I will go down and sign the proclamation. I will set you free to preach the gospel. But what started first? It was Moses. He was a slave. But he declared, I am free. Glory be to God. Your declaration will set you free. Brother and sister, even if you are sick, you can declare to say, I am free. When you are weak, you declare, I am strong. Your very word that you speak, brother, God will move elements to ensure that your word will come to pass. If Moses could declare, I am free, but he was a slave, it moved the slave master. Who is your slave master this morning? Go face him, tell him, I am free. I am free. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Even if those are bad habits, tell them right away, I am free. Glory be to God. Whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. It's him who has set you free. Anyone who wants to make you bound or to you to be a slave will have to face the consequences of the one who freed you. In the natural, you do something wrong, you are put in jail. But His Excellency, the executive of a country, if he signs a proclamation, in fact, he might not even want to hear what you did, but if he just signed to say, set this man free, if the officer of the jail, of the prison, refuses that order, it is him who is going to go into jail. Whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. If the natural law, brother, dictates that, how much more our Lord Jesus Christ, who is declaring this morning, and I'm accepting this morning, to say, I am free. There is no condemnation. If the devil comes wanting to impute sin, but he said, whom the Lord has set free, he is free indeed. You are justified. Never done it in the first place. That's the very reason he came and died for you. Brother, you were born in sin, shaped iniquity, came speaking lies, but he came, took your position. He died a sinner so that you could take his righteousness. Therefore, like an eagle, brother, we can fly because we are free. I am free. No condemnation. Because he set me free. You just have to confess your sins, brother. Confess your faults. Confess your sins. Like Isaiah, coming into the temple, he realized he was not worthy. He cried to the Lord, woe unto me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell amongst people of unclean lips. But praise be the name of the Lord. Then flew one of the seraphim with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from off the altar, and touched his lips. The declaration was given. Your sins have been forgiven. Your sins have been purged. After the purging of sins, he heard a voice. Who shall I send? Who will go for us? Because his sins were forgiven, he said, here I am. Send me, Lord. He was now free. Free to serve the Lord. Because his sins were forgiven. Come now, let us reason together. The reason he is calling you for that discussion, he wants to set you free. So that you can declare, I am free. 25, the prophet says, led by the Spirit of God, right in the middle, a notice. And while you are in that body, you are just as free from condemnation as he is. You will never have to stand any judgment. God caused judgment to be struck upon his body. And if you are in him, God cannot judge you. He's already judged you when he judged Christ. Amen. That's the reason I am saying I am free. Because he already judged me when he judged Christ. And you can't be under judgment no more. Christ took your judgment. And when you are baptized into the body of Christ, you are free from God's judgment. The wrath of God will pass over you. The prophet says, we'll just also read again. the mark of the beast.
What is the mark of the beast?
The prophet says on paragraph 56.
Paragraph 56.
Notice every slave, when he heard the trumpet sound, he could throw down his war or whatever he was working with and say, I am free. So maybe, just to paraphrase or just to explain it in a simpler manner, or yes, the slave will be digging, holding his pick or his bow like this. Now, it's enough when he just heard to say you are free. It will be up to his discretion to say, should I dig for the last one or I'll throw it backwards? Brother, as a slave, I will not even throw it forward. I will make it fall backwards. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Glory be to God. Even right now, when the word is going forth, the gospel trumpet is blowing, you can throw down whatever is troubling you. Because you are declaring, I am free. You are a free man. You are a free woman. It is possible, brother. Declare it. Accept it. If you don't accept it, brother, you remain bound. Look at that soldier the prophet was telling us, who did something wrong when he was at the war, and then he was arrested, put into prison, and he was supposed to die, to be killed. And then a friend went to the president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln by then, and pleaded for him. And because it was urgent, the president just pulled a paper and then wrote to say, this man is pardoned, release him, and signed. In gladness, happiness, joyous, this friend rushed to the prison and handed over the note to his friend who was a condemned slave or prisoner. Now this condemned prisoner looked at it and then he could not believe it. He said, how could a war president sign something which is not on the official letterhead? So he refused the pardon. Following morning, he was shot dead. The issue went to the federal court. And here is the judgment. They upheld to say, yes, this man was supposed to die. Because he did not accept the pardon that was given. Because a pardon is not a pardon until and unless it has been accepted as a pardon. So I also just want to add one as well. So freedom is not freedom until and unless it has been accepted as freedom. So if you are not going to accept that I am free, you are going to go back as a captive. You are going to go back bound. But those who are going to accept freedom today as they leave, they will be freed. If you were a slave of sin, this morning, brother, declare, I am free. Tell that devil, yes, the last gossip that I did, that's the very last one.
Because I am free. I am free from gossip. Glory be to God.
The prophet says, paragraph 57, we're just continuing. Yes, we poor aliens, nothing we could do. Our parents sold us out to sin in the Garden of Eden. And we were laden under the bonds of sin as a slave to the devil. We were born in sin, shame, iniquity. Coming to the world, speaking lies, there's nothing that we could do to help us. Because our whole makeup of nature, everything we are is sin. But when the Jubilee time comes, that we are free, and the trumpet is the gospel, the good news. The trumpet was the gospel then. Good news, you are no longer bound. Listen, you no longer have to live in sin. You no longer have to live in sin. Because if you continue living in sin, you are bound. You need to be freed. You can go home and be free. You don't owe any debt at all. The war emancipation of proclamation is done, signed, and you are free. And today when a man hears the good news, Christ died in your stead, nothing can you can do about it. Christ paid the price. You can drop every cigarette. I know this one does not apply to us. Of course, it's you cannot talk about it. A brother, I know most of you might not even know what it is, let alone to get a hold of it and bring it close to your God-given mouth, or to chew the tobacco. Every whiskey bottle, things that are binding you, and say, I am free. This is the good news. Christ has made me free. You are a free people. You don't have to go any longer. You don't have to serve the devil any longer. Tell that devil, I will not serve you any longer. You can be free if you desire to be free. So it is in your hands, brother and sister. If you want to be free, you can be free. Now you don't have to drink. You don't have to run around. You don't have to mistreat your wife. Another thing as well. This one does not happen in the message circles. A brother mistreating his wife. The sisters, they are quiet, saying, yes, it's true. Brothers, they don't mistreat us. Let's just give a clap over to our brothers. Hey. Or our sisters mistreating brothers. There was quietness as well. We clap hands for our sisters. If you are free, indeed you don't ill treat your brother. You don't ill treat your wife. You don't ill treat your husband. Even your brother or sister. You don't have to curse. You don't have to lie. You don't have to steal. You don't have to be weary.
Why you got the resources up yonder? That's never been tapped. Of boundless blessings of God that the world knows nothing about. Oh brother, you are so privileged, Lord. You know things that the world does not even know. Even people who are held in high esteem in this earth, they don't know what you know. You say, I must have a little pleasure. Why, brother, if you hear of the good news of the trumpet, the worldly pleasure seems so little, they are sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. You don't need it anymore. So much greater is this news than the old boundaries of slavery. The old marks of sin that caused you to be bad-eyed wretches. By smoking cigarettes, alcoholics on the streets with trembling, you don't have to go that way. The gospel trumpet is a sounding. Whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountain of the waters of life. Glory be to God. Hurriedly, we'll also read what the prophet says, the resurrection of Jesus. He says right in the middle. And if you notice, it's when you are discouraged, that's when the devil can really pour it on you. That's when he gets you. No, the devil is looking for an occasion. So the prophet is giving you a tip. That's when you are discouraged. That's when the devil will really pour it on you. If you come to church and say, I don't know. If I'll ever get any better, I've been prayed for twice. You might as well go home, that's all. But when you can cast that aside, God don't want you to be frowning. Yes, we said at the beginning, we don't know. Because you are covered. But still, you should let out that smile. Why God don't want you to be frowning? God wants you to be happy. The human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer. Don't never be upset. It will not help you, brother, to be worrisome. Even to be frowning, it does not help. The only thing it will do, it will make you poorer and poorer because you have a cancer and then you have to go and seek medication. Brother, we need people to be freed. You've got to be free. You know, sometimes we get so used to old habits to say, yes, I know I'm sickly. I have to take my tablet, say, for example, almost at midnight. You know, at first, you know, you'd set an alarm. But now your body, you are now so used to it, you don't even need an alarm. Exactly 12 or a minute before 12, you are up. But we are saying, let you declare with your very own mouth, I am free. That would be nice if you will wake a minute before 12 for prayer. Because you are. Glory be to God. We don't want people who are bound. Bound with hate. Somebody will see physically to say this man is shaking because of hate. You think he is drunk because he can't walk straight because of hate. You can be freed today. It is possible, brother. The good thing is, it is you who knows what is binding you. So you can declare, I want to be freed from this and that. Just walk in His love. Amen. Knowing that you are walking in Him and nothing can harm you. There's nothing can harm you. There's neither power, things present or things future. Nothing can separate us from Him. We are in Him. And we never come in by our own will. This, I like this quote. To say we never came here by our own will. It is Him who caused us to be here. He by choice elected us and brought us into Him. So it is His business to take care of what took Himself. Brother and sister, it is your business as a parent to take care of your children. Because it is you. When you got married, you thank God for such fruit. So you, it's your business to take care of whatever they want. It is like vain. It is God's business to take care of you. Because you did not choose to come in this world, even in this end time. Brother and sister, you did not even choose to believe this message. It is His election. It is His amazing grace. It is His Calvary. It is the thorns that were on top of His head. It was the blood that was oozing out. It was the purchase price that made you to be free. You can declare this morning, I am free, because Jesus set you free. He is a mighty conqueror. If the mighty conqueror declares, today if the United States declares, to say you shut up all your airports. Smaller countries, they have to obey. Now the whole of heaven is declaring. To say, I am free. Who is that devil? Who is that uncircumcised Philistine? Who is saying, I am not free? Brother, look at what is binding you today. Go after it. Tell it. I am free. Because you are free, brother. You can take the captivity captive. That which was troubling you, that one, take it, bind it, cage it, put big lock.
Take
that key. Throw it in the deepest sea. Then you declare, I am free. Because that which was troubling you is laying under captivity. When we are saying I am free, we are taking his ability and take it as ours. Remember, he died in your stead to give you the freedom. So this is not unscrupulous freedom where you pay your way through, but this is official. The receipts were given. His blood, it was shed on Calvary. That is the receipt for you to declare, I am free. I am free. Brother and sister, you declare it. I am free. You declare it with your mouth. Don't look for the situation to change. In the thickest of things, when the darkness is so ravaging, declare, I am free. When you don't even have money in your pocket, declare, I am free from debt. Even if you have debt right now, declare, I am free. Bad habits, declare, I am
free.
You declare it with your mouth. Sickness, sickness, gossip, root of bitterness, poverty, brother, you declare it. John Ryan, he did it.
John Ryan, never did it.
He said, praise God, I can see. In other words, he was saying, praise God, I am free to walk alone. Oh, brother, even just dropping this one as well. If you are just somebody who depends on other people, when you are mature, today declare, I am free to take care of myself. Freedom is your right. The mature people, they know. They went to war. They were fighting. They were singing songs of liberation because they wanted to be free. And there was such unity among the people. Because they had a common goal, they wanted to be free. So we are also saying, brother, let's be united. As we say, I am free. We declare, even ancestral spirits, you got to be freed from such. I brother, they have to be under the soles of our feet. Why? Because I am free. I am free. You declare it, brother. I am free. Look at the most horrible, the most difficult thing, and declare, I am free. Don't look at the economy. Maybe the economy is even looking at you. Ah, brother, I am free. am free. Free from what? Declare whatever. Whatever is troubling you. It is you who declare, brother. If you cannot visit a brother because he has wronged you, you are declaring this morning, I am free from that unforgiving spirit. Even if the brother who wronged you does not come to confess, be freed, brother. Don't have an ought against him or her. Why? I am free. Brother, talk about, even look about the children of Israel. Do you think they would hear you when people say, let's go back to Egypt, I will give you cucumbers? Brother, don't negotiate with the devil. Don't negotiate with the devil. He is a shameless devil. He has no shame. Remember, when the Lord Jesus Christ was here on flesh, the devil knew, this one is the creator of heaven and earth. And then he comes and says, all these I'll give to you if you bow down and worship me. So, do you think you can negotiate anything sensible with a thing like that? Just enforce on the devil. Say, get away from me, devil. Because I am free. Whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Brother, I like the indeed part. It is a statement that is forcing or to say, indeed what I have said is true and will never fail. Thus says the Lord, will never fail. You can hang your soul right on it. So brother and sister, right now, as we come into a close, determine in your heart to say, I am free. Even if you are watching death in sight, declare right now. You go to say it with your mouth, to say, I am free from that. You go to declare it, brother. Declare it, sister. With your very own mouth. Because if you don't, you remain bound. You hear other people are receiving the Holy Ghost, and you will not receive the Holy Ghost because you are not free. But we are saying this morning, whom the Son of God has set free is free indeed. If you are ready, brother, if you want to accept your freedom, tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. I did this wrong thing. Lord, I'm coming home. Lord, forgiving me. This root of bitterness, this hatred, I don't see well, my brother. I am a thief. I don't do right things. Lord, forgive me. I want to be free. I want the Holy Ghost. The Lord is so true, brother. He will set you free. He will deliver you from that which is captivating you, that which is binding you, he is more than able. That's the reason he went on the cross of Calvary, to die for you, so that you will be free, so that you can live a righteous life. Brother, he said, he is going to make a church without spot or wrinkle. He said it. The same person, the same author, who declared to say whom he has set free will be free indeed. So it is not up to you to ensure that you have no spot or wrinkle, but the one who wrote the word, he will ensure that there is no spot or wrinkle on you. He will cause you, brother, to say when you sin, you will not have peace of mind until you make that thing right. Oh, you say, Lord, I'm coming home. Brother, it's homecoming going time. So you need to be free. Don't let things hold you. You need to be light. You need to throw away excess baggage, because it's only going time. Flashing red lights. This is no time to talk stories. Ensure your ticket is ready. Ensure your boarding pass is ready. Because any moment, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you are going to hear Mother Eagle. Mother Eagle is going to shout with such a big trump. Glory be to God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And us who are remaining shall be caught up together and meet him in the air. What a glorious hope. Because we are free. Brother and sister, this house of clay is but a prison. But one day, freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. I am declaring whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. And if our spirit, we bind them in the name of Jesus. Spirit that does not allow the free movement of the Holy Ghost, we bind those in the name of Jesus Christ. Whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Let the Holy Ghost take control of your life. Let the Holy Ghost take care of Israel tabernacle. There is no devil, there is no spirit that is more powerful than the Spirit of God. Satan, we are a loser. Satan, you are a loser. We bind you. We tell you off. We are flying. Glory.